USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents from southeastern Florida up the eastern seaboard to southern New England are being told to closely monitor the forecast over the next few days concerning Hurricane Isaias. The storm is expected to near Florida's coast over the weekend, and while a direct hit on the Sunshine State's not currently expected, forecasters say it's then expected to head up the east coast between Monday and Wednesday, perhaps still as a Category 1 hurricane. Leaders from both parties have been negotiating a new pandemic-related stimulus package, but an agreement doesn't seem close. The president says Congress needs to pass a relief package now, and he says any package needs to include funding for schools and another round of relief payments for families, and something many Republicans have been opposing.
A temporary extension of expanded unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
At least one Marine is dead and eight others are still missing after a training incident off the Southern California coast last night. Marine officials say two other Marines are seriously injured after the mishap involving an amphibious assault vehicle near San Clemente Island. The officials said the incident occurred during the training exercise involving members of the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit. Ford had been putting out warnings for weeks that its earnings were going to be really, really bad for the second quarter. But then they shocked the market with a $1.1 billion profit announcement yesterday. It was actually due to a one-time gain from the automaker's partnership with Volkswagen of around $3.5 billion. White supremacist David Duke banned from Twitter. The social media company says he's being permanently suspended from the platform for violating its hate speech policies. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
With findings of some new research concerning how people can have long-term COVID-19 symptoms, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
New studies are showing that COVID-19 symptoms can linger for weeks and months after a diagnosis, may be wide-ranging, and include everything from joint pain and fevers to hair loss and double vision. In fact, those patients, self-nicknamed the long haulers, reported experiencing 98 different symptoms in a survey that was just released. According to Natalie Lambert, an associate professor of medicine at Indiana University School of Medicine, said they're not quite sick enough to be hospitalized, but they are suffering from very severe symptoms for longer times while staying at home. Lambert partnered with a COVID-19 support group called Survivor Corps to survey patients on the group's Facebook page about their symptoms.
The Mexican consulate in El Paso, Texas, plans to honor the victims of the Walmart mass shooting on Monday, the first anniversary of the attack. The consulate will formally unveil a plaque bearing the names of the 23 people killed, including seven Mexican nationals. A new survey says the best beach in America is in Sarasota County, Florida. Siesta Beach in Siesta Key ranked number one on TripAdvisor's annual Traveler's Choice Awards. The site also lists Siesta Beach as the 11th best beach in the entire world. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.